The Belgic Confession of Faith, article number 20. As we've been working our way through the Belgic Confession this year, and so article number 20, we've been focusing on the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and article 20 is God has manifested his justice and his mercy in Christ. Let us read responsibly. We believe that God, who is perfectly merciful and just, sent his Son to assume that nature in which the disobedience was committed, to make satisfaction in the same, and to bear the punishment of sin by his most bitter passion and death. God, therefore, manifested his justice against his Son when he laid our iniquities upon him, and poured forth his mercy and goodness on us, who were guilty and worthy of damnation, out of mere and perfect love, giving his Son unto death for us, and raising him for our justification, that through him we might obtain immortality and life eternal. Amen. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. What wonderful statements that we find in the Word of God. God is indeed merciful, but he is likewise just. And we must be reminded that mercy is only understood in the context of justice. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. And so to understand mercy, you have to understand the justice of God. Our Heidelberg Catechism, questions 10, 11, and 12 discuss this. Question 10 says, will God allow such disobedience and apostasy to go unpunished? What's the short answer? Certainly not. No is even shorter. But he is terribly displeased with our inborn as well as our actual sins and will punish them in just judgment in time and eternity as he has declared, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But is not God also merciful? And I like the way he said it. So the statement is, you see the justice of God. What do I do? I need mercy. And the one thought that hit me this week was, when I cry out to God, have mercy on me, I am acknowledging that he is just and that I'm under judgment. In other words, I'm acknowledging the justice of God when I cry for mercy, because mercy is saying, I don't have it in myself. I can't satisfy God's justice in myself. And so the only thing I can do is cry, have mercy on me, O God. So I'm acknowledging the justice of God, and I'm acknowledging my lack and my need in myself. But is not God also merciful? God is indeed merciful. But notice, but he is likewise just. His justice, therefore, requires that sin which is committed against the Most High Majesty of God be punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. So even when in the catechism, they say, well, okay, let's move on to mercy. They say, again, you have to understand the justice of God to really understand the mercy of God. And then, since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. How may we escape this punishment and again be received into favor? It's important for us to understand the law. It's important for us to understand sin. And to argue for the greatness, or someone once said, I don't like the way you use that, okay, the heinousness of our sin. as David did in Psalm 51. Since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. How may we escape this punishment and again be received into favor? God wills that his justice be satisfied. We must make full satisfaction to that justice, either by ourselves or by another. There's the gospel. By another. We have a mediator in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so in our confession today, we see the twofold work of Christ. He made satisfaction for the same in his human nature. He suffered the punishment that we could not endure, his obedience on the cross, and at the same time, his active obedience is in that satisfaction. He fulfills everything that is required of us. And so it goes on to say, notice what we confess. He poured forth his mercy and goodness on us who were guilty and worthy of damnation out of mere and perfect love, giving his son unto death for us, raising him for our justification, that through him we might obtain immortality and eternal life. God poured forth his mercy and goodness on us, and out of perfect love, he gave his son for you and I. We are preparing to celebrate that again. Reminded once again, perfect love, greater love has no man than this, and what Christ has done for us. Amen? Amen.